We'll have the forecast for the market at the square and whatever you have planned this weekend in just about 5 minutes as meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us again for another in-depth look at weather. Then at 7:50, we will open the phone lines and you can call in and talk to Ed, get a custom forecast for whatever you have planned or wherever you might be headed. First, though, AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. One big item in the University of Illinois budget for next year is the renovation of Lincoln Hall. The Board of Trustees asked for about $56 million to get the nearly 100-year-old building fixed. The board has frequently asked for money from the state, but they haven't gotten it since lawmakers have not approved a crucial capital bill. At yesterday's U of I trustees meeting in Urbana, President Joseph White said the U of I is pumping about $6 million into the building to deal with water intrusion.
So what we're trying to do is stabilize Lincoln Hall in anticipation of the major renovation that is much needed. And I want to say one other thing to you. I believe the state of Illinois will have a capital bill. I'm hopeful but not confident that it could come this year. If it comes, Lincoln Hall money will be in the top tier.
But White warns that while they're waiting for state money, Lincoln Hall could deteriorate to the point of no return. The president says the university is working on a backup plan to rescue Lincoln Hall if the state money doesn't come through. The University of Illinois is one of only three universities that own an airport with passenger service. And as AM 580's Tom Rogers reports, trustees say some changes need to take place.
Willard Airport has seen a drop in activity over the last 3 years, though a U of I official says much of it is due to a depressed airline industry. Still, Mike Bass of the Office of Business and Financial Services says Willard may be better off under the control of a separate government agency, like a local airport authority.
That's not happening tomorrow. That's going to take, at best, probably 2 years to 3 years to get done correctly. But to be competitive with Peoria and Bloomington and others of that ilk, they all operate under an airport authority, which means they have access to a much larger basis of capital and revenue funding than we do.
Trustees also point out that other central Illinois airports get steady business from large corporations. Robert Vickery says it leaves Willard in an uncertain position.
And if we don't do something and start now, we're going to muddle along year after year after year, and Willard's going to continue into this area of the uncertain future.
Vickery also brought up Willard's daily parking fees, where other airports have free parking. He wonders how much parking revenue winds up getting expensed back to the U of I from its employees. Bass says further analysis will help the university answer those questions. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
A Catholic priest on the U of I campus has been suspended after being charged with selling cocaine from his church office and rectory. The Reverend Christopher Layden pleaded not guilty yesterday to two counts of delivery of less than 1 gram of cocaine within 1,000 feet of a church and one count of possession with intent to deliver 1 to 15 grams of cocaine near a church. His defense attorney, Mark Lipton, told the court Layden wanted to waive a preliminary hearing and enter his pleas. U of I police say the 33-year-old was arrested Wednesday at St. John's Catholic Newman Center. They say investigators found 3 grams of cocaine and drug paraphernalia. The Catholic Diocese of Peoria says before the arrest, officials never suspected drug use. Layden is a native of Hoopston who has taught religion courses at high schools in Bloomington and Rock Island. He posted $5,000 bond yesterday and was released. A pretrial hearing is set for October 21st. Purdue and Indiana universities both report record enrollments, topping 40,000 students on their main campuses. Other schools, both state-supported and private, are also reporting enrollment gains that may be driven by Indiana's struggling economy. A large chunk of Purdue's increase is in graduate school. And interim dean John Story says the sagging economy might account for part of the increase. He says people tend to go to school more when the economy is bad. State Higher Education Commissioner Stan Jones has said the slow economy is behind higher enrollment at Ivy Tech State College. The fire department in the small central Illinois city of Moroa doesn't have people to cover the day shift after 9 firefighters resigned this week. Former assistant fire chief Jamie Zumbro says he's concerned with the quality of training and doesn't have confidence in Chief Larry Peasley's leadership. Peasley says the department's hands-on training is comparable to other departments. He says a difference of opinion is expected in any leadership situation. Peasley says he has contacted nearby departments to cover the day shift, and he'll seek new members with an aggressive recruitment drive. The resignations occurred Tuesday. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton, Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
All right, in 15 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines, and you can talk to Ed and get a custom forecast for whatever you might have planned if you're going somewhere this weekend or early next week. We'll invite you to call in, but right now, Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
A lot of rain, and people have a lot of plans this weekend, and it's going to be one of those weekends.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So least, you plan to get wet tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be at the farmer's market, the market at the square in Urbana tomorrow morning. We'll be setting up our tent about 7 o'clock or so. We'll be hanging out till a little before noon, and we'll have some eco tote bags that you can buy to take your produce home in and support public radio and television and in the process, and we'll have some information about digital broadcasting and answer your questions. So we hope to meet you out there tomorrow, but I guess it's going to be a little rainy, so you'll need your raincoats and umbrellas, and you can come dry off under our tent. Maybe we'll take some towels out.